Myriad lines, limits unknowable. If that sounds like a practitioner's training schedule, you might be closer to Ueshiba Morihei's meaning than you think.
Today we're looking at a single verse from the ongoing series of Ueshiba's Doka, his teaching poems, translated and analyzed by Latex Space Coyote. Let's start with what this poem is actually doing and why it matters for practice.
The poem sits at the intersection of classical Japanese poetics and martial doctrine. The question it poses is what Aikido actually is, not as technique, but as a kind of cosmic orientation. What does the verse say exactly?
The post gives the translation directly. Innumerable lines, limits unknown. Aikido, the world opens, meant to be drawn into a human's body spirit. That is Ueshiba Morihei from a poem compiled in 1977.
So the claim is not that Aikido has many techniques. It's that Aikido is the place where limitless lines of force, principles, and lineage converge, and that this convergence happens inside a person, not out in the abstract.
The commentary makes that distinction carefully. It notes that suji, rendered here as lines, carries a range through what the post calls kakekotoba, pivot word usage, covering physical lines of force, logical threads, doctrinal lineages, and even familial lines of transmission. The post argues this is not decorative. It is structural.
And the word mitama, body-spirit, is doing equally heavy lifting at the other end.
Right. The post draws on Shinto scholarship to explain that mitama is not simply a metaphor for the self. It refers specifically to the spirit of a kami as it dwells within a living person. And the compound mitama joins body and spirit as inseparable. The commentary calls this Shinto anthropology of the self.
Which is why the poem ends there rather than ending on opens the world. The world opening is real, but the locus is the practitioner's own body.
The post describes the closing particle ni, meaning roughly in or into, as deliberately unclosed. It says, the reader must receive what lies beyond the final ni in their own body spirit. The predicate is omitted on purpose, leaving the practitioner to complete it through practice.
That's a fairly elegant way to make a poem do the thing it describes.
The post also connects this verse to the three immediately preceding doka in the series, tracing how verse 160 established the concept of standing position as mediation, verse 161 introduced purified resolve, and verse 162 defined the operation of one meeting 10,000. Verse 163 is presented as the expansion of all three into what the commentary calls non-pointed whole field working.
So it's not a standalone aphorism. It's a step in a sequence that's been building for several poems.
And the post closes with a note on yoin, the lingering aftertone in Japanese aesthetics. The commentary writes that ending on in body and soul, rather than opening the world, leaves the doctrinal point implicit. The technique is intentional, and it is classical.
The lines are countless, and so, apparently, is the analysis.
That analysis is what the series is for. Each verse gets this depth of treatment, grammar, poetics, Shinto context, and practical consequence for the person on the mat.
Limitless lines, a body that receives them, a world that opens, quietly, from the inside out.
That's the thread running through this verse and the series it belongs to. The next poem in the sequence will carry it further.